A Buddha in the Woodpile by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Read by Bill Wallach. If there had been only one Buddhist in the woodpile in Waco, Texas, to teach us how to sit still. One saffron Buddhist in the back rooms. Just one Tibetan Lama. Just one Taoist. Just one Zen. Just one Thomas Merton Trappist. Just one saint in the wilderness of Waco, USA. If there had only been one calm little Gandhi in a white sheet or suit, one not-so-silent partner who at the last moment shouted, "Wait!" If there had been just one majority of one in the lotus position in the inner sanctum who bowed his shaved head to the chief of all police, then raised his hands in a mudra and chanted the great Paramita Sutra, the Diamond Sutra, the Lotus Sutra. If there had somehow been just one Gandhian spinner with Brian Wilson at the gates of the White House, at the gates of Eden, then it wouldn't have been Vietnam once again, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, what are we waiting for? If one single ray of light of the Dalai Lama, when he visited this land, had penetrated somehow the land of the brave where the lion never lies with the land, but not a glimmer got through. The security screened out the Buddha and his not-so-crazy wisdom. If only in the land of Sam Houston, if only in the land of the Alamo, if only in Wakoland, USA, if only in Reno, if only on CNN, CBS, NBC, one had comprehended one single syllable of the Gautama Buddha, of the young Siddhartha, one single whisper of Gandhi's spinning wheel, one lost syllable of Martin Luther King, or the early Christians, or of Mother Teresa, of Thoreau, or Whitman, or Allen Ginsberg, or the millions of Americans tuned to them. If the inner ears of the inner sanctums had only been half open to any vibrations except those of the national security state, and had only been attuned to the sound of one hand clapping and not one hand punching, then that sick cult and its children might still be breathing the free American air of the First Amendment.